The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Thursday, 21st day of August, 2014. It's another edition of What's on Your Mind, the Northern Plains' most listened to radio show with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennen from the studios of 550K Fire, KCJB 910 AM in Minot, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo Moorhead, as well as AM 1090, part of the Flag family, rocking the Bakken on KTGO 1090 radio. And tape delayed every weekday afternoon on KLTC 1460, live around the globe on iHeartRadio. This is What's on Your Mind, and we're coming to you live and direct today from school. I promised to go back to school yesterday. I keep my promises. I'm within the confines of Shanley High School in Fargo, North Dakota today on the program Going Back to School. Already, any Shanley grad knows the legend of Randall Rusted. In fact, there's YouTube videos about the pranks the kids have played on Mr. Rusted over the years. You can go to YouTube and check that out. And I already am arranging a Constitution class because this man is legendary in how he teaches the Constitution. And if there's any Shanley grads within the sound of our voice that want to share a Rusted story or two, and there are many, then feel free to give us a call today on the program. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. How are you, Todd? That good, huh? Wow. By the way, if anybody else could hear Todd, I couldn't. So I hope everybody else heard him. But Todd, are you there? Maybe Todd's unavoidably detained. Shane Snertley, are you seeing Todd on the microphone? He's there.
He's talking. His connection, but we can't hear him.
Yeah, okay. So Todd is telling me he's talking, and we can't hear him. So we've got to figure that out. All right, a little technical glitch, because Todd actually is in the world headquarters for the What's on Your Mind Network at the studios of 550K Fire on East Wasser in Bismarck. And I am, as I mentioned, live and on location at Shanley High School in Fargo today with the broadcast. A full disclosure, the reason I am back to school today, it's the first day of school for two of our three kids who are students here. And so, that's why I decided to come back. And actually, I've got to send Todd a picture of this so he sees this firsthand. I brought a little one of those little signs that you see in the way of home decor. And our youngest daughter, Haley, bought this one for me. It says, "I was put on the earth to embarrass my kids." So I actually brought that sign along today so that two of the three kids, when they walk by during class breaks here today, can roll their eyes like, "Oh, my Lord, I don't belong to him. I'm not talking to him. I'm walking right on by." So anyway, that's the kind of the plan for today. Also, later in the program, we're going to chat with two superintendents. In this case, Catholic schools. I'm very passionate about parochial schools, Christian schools, and there's a lot of them that are legendary. I know Shiloh School is a good example of one in Bismarck. I hear a lot of great things about Park Christian School, a lot of Oak Grove students. I think, private education is something that we're blessed with great public schools in this part of the world. We really are. But we're also blessed with extraordinary Christian schools, parochial schools that just do a fantastic job. And I'm a real advocate, mostly because the education your kids get is extraordinary, partly because of the educators, the administrators, and the teachers are here really as a passion. They're here. It's a passion to them. It's not a job. It's not about retirement or a higher salary. They're here because they really want to leave the world a better place, and they crank out some incredible kids. And this in no way is meant to diss public schools, because they do a good job as well, but they legally cannot do what their counterparts in Christian schools can do. I'll give you a prime example. I'm looking at a story today from, where exactly did this happen? This is Tennessee, okay? A young girl who claimed she was standing up for her religious beliefs in the classroom was suspended after breaking a class rule by saying, "Are you ready for this? Bless you." Now, why did she say "bless you" to a classmate? The classmate sneezed. I kid you not. She's a senior. Kendra Turner's her name. Dyer County High School, Dyer County, Tennessee. She says, bless you, to her classmate. She says her teacher told her that was for church. Here's the quote from the student. She said that we're not going to have godly speaking in her class. And that's when I said, we have a constitutional right. So the student says when she defended her actions, she was told, go see the administration. She says she finished the class, that particular period, in an in-school suspension. I kid you not. Students evidently sent a reporter a photo of the teacher's whiteboard that lists bless you and other expressions that are banned as part of class rules. So this sparked discussion with the youth pastor of the student at church, and her pastor said there were several students that were talking about this particular faculty member there that said they were this teacher was very demeaning to them in regard to their faith. So the students' parents now say the school leaders claim the outburst was a classroom distraction and that she shouted bless you across the room. And the pastor said this was something that had come up previously in the last few weeks and just since the beginning of school, and I shared with all of those students what their rights were. So the family has now met with school leaders. They say the teacher claimed Turner was being disruptive and aggressive. Well, then why is bless you on the school, on the blackboard, as being banned? Some classmates showed support Tuesday by wearing handmade bless you shirts. The student says she doesn't want trouble for her teacher, but says she's going to stand up for her faith, saying it's all right to defend God is our constitutional right because we have a freedom of religion and a freedom of speech. And you know what, folks? This is the sad reality of a public school system today in many parts of America. You know, it's unbelievable. Did we get Todd's microphone fixed now? Todd, can we hear you? No. All right. They're working on this, I guess. I can't go another. I mean, the guy's been on vacation for how many days? He comes back yesterday, and we were in Watford City. He hardly got a word in edgewise because we had such a big crowd there. And thank you to everybody that came out in Watford City, by the way. That was fantastic. Enjoyed that very much. As well as the calls that came in during the Talk Radio Town Hall. We might have to do that more often. Let's get to Grant and Fargo while we're working on Todd's mic here. Todd Mitchell, my co-host, is a microphone issue that we're trying to fix. And meanwhile, what do you think of this story out of Tennessee? What does that say to you about the state of education today? Anyway, that's what's on my mind, but it is what's on your mind. We have the entire hour to find out what's on yours, and we'll start with Grant and Fargo.
Hey, Scott. Hey, I just real quick, I know you just had Mr. Randy Rusted on there.
Yes.
And, you know, he's a wonderful teacher. I had three of my children go through his classes, and they loved it. And I have two left at Shanley there. But, you know, he's a baseball genius. He's been involved in baseball for about 45 years. And I just want to make sure we don't forget that the tradition's going on. We forgot about the other Mr. Rusted. His son, Luke Rusted, is also teaching at Shanley, and he's now the baseball coach. So we're so lucky we've got the two Rusteds at Shanley teaching for us there.
Very good point. And I did mention that earlier when I visited with him. How neat it is that his son is coaching and teaching here. And, you know, he talked about Legion Ball. He's legendary in Legion Ball. And, yep. You know, I asked him, what's it like? You know, first day of school. I mean, he's been teaching how many years? Is he 30 years now? A long time he's been teaching. I forget how many years. And I said, does it get old first day of school? He said, no, it's just like, you know, you feel re-energized, you're ready to go. And I said, is it tough leaving baseball in the rearview mirror? And he got tears in his eyes talking about how bad they wanted to be at, you know, is it Shelby where the national tournament is for Legion Ball? I think it's Shelby, Alabama. Todd is here now. And he talked about exactly that, you know, how much he loves baseball. So you're right.
One other thing too, Scott, you know, not just at Shanley, but across the Fargo area, we have teachers that have been in the schools 25, 30 years. We're lucky we have such dedicated teachers in our community.
Couldn't agree with you anymore. What's your favorite story about Mr. Rusted? Do you have a favorite?
You know, my one boy was a senior, and he has to go through his constitution, and they have to work it, and he worked and worked and worked on it, and, you know, they meet on weekends, and my son Cameron, he came home, he goes, God, I'm never going to make it, but he came back afterwards, and he goes, Dad, you know what, I've learned more from that teacher than any teacher I've ever had, and, you know, at the time, he was really frustrated with it, but when it's all said and done, he's the best teacher I ever had.
This quiz, the Constitution quiz, one-on-one. Every student has to know the Constitution. I mean every scintilla of the Constitution. And he does one-on-one oral quizzes. The least anybody's taken it is 40 times because it has to be perfect. And if you don't get it perfect, you start over.
Yep.
And the most is 100. So it's gone as many as 100 times an individual student has taken the quiz to know the Constitution. But guess what? It changes their life because they know that Constitution backwards and forwards forever.
Maybe there should be more of that going on.
Yep.
It's incredible. So, yeah, you're right. And I feel the same way about our son who loved it and really, like, it wasn't frustrating. It was difficult. It was challenging. But he also comes away with a great education. Thanks for sharing the story, Grant. Appreciate the call.
God bless you, Scott. Talk to you later. Bye.
God bless you as well. Oh, do we need to suspend that caller, Todd? He just said that caller suspended from the What's On Your Mind program, ladies and gentlemen.
You're cracking the whip today, aren't you?
800-228-0550 for your take. Tell us what's on your mind. We'll continue after this. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
All right, let's head to the North Dakota Truck Wash Hotline. Megan's on the phone. Truckers, listen up. If you're tired of the bugs and they're out, North Dakota Truck Wash has a solution. Tell us about the special chemical you have, Megan.
Absolutely. We have a new chemical called Bug Magic. It's included with every wash that you get during the summer at North Dakota Truck Wash. It's also available for sale per bottle.
24/7, they're open at the North Dakota Truck Wash again, just south of the Pinnacle Senex on the truck bypass in Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
What I love about stand-up paddling is the versatility. It's everything from general recreation all the way up to a full body workout. I was hooked from my second stroke of the paddle. You don't need to be fit to be able to do paddleboarding. Anybody can do it. Building excitement for the sport and being active on the water, that's what I'm trying to do when I'm working with a customer. I'm Jen Bass, and I'm one of the water sports experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications radio network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dried Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze-Dried Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
I had a call on the radio the other day. Somebody said, there's no such thing as affordable housing in the Bakken. I said, you haven't been to Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota. It's 3 blocks north of the Cashwise, north of Highway 2, west edge of Stanley. Affordable housing. We're talking an average down payment of about $5,000. We're talking somewhere in the neighborhood of $1,000 a month, and you own a home. That's affordable housing. Right between Williston and Minot, you couldn't get better than this. Schedule your appointment for a personal tour. Leave a message at 701-628-1215. Frontier Village.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Are you going to do that whole show now, just like testing? Testing?
Testing?
Testing? Is my mic on?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Right. Our technical challenges have been taken care of.
That's what
I'm
doing for 10 minutes.
Yeah, okay. All right. Very good. He's back, ladies and gentlemen. I said you can't go on vacation and then come back and have your mic not work. What are you trying to do to me?
Well, you know, if you don't use my mic for a whole week, maybe we don't know if it works or not, I guess, or something.
Yes, exactly right. All right. Do we have a call that came in during the break we need to play before we go to this next call?
I got one I can play.
Go ahead and roll that here.
Good morning, Scott, and Leon, on what's on your mind. I'm really glad to hear Mr. Rusted teaching the Constitution. However, I did hear him say that the Constitution was open for interpretation. Uh-oh. Well, that's what keeps the lawyers in business. That's why we're where we're at today. The Constitution is open for interpretation. When I was in school, believe it or not, I was taught the Constitution was the supreme law of the land. I guess maybe even all of our laws are open to interpretation.
Ooh.
Sorry. Thank you. Bye.
There you go.
Yeah, appreciate the call, and I didn't interpret the comments of Mr. Rusted the same way you did, but we'll invite him on and maybe talk a little bit about that. It's a good topic. Appreciate the call, and others welcome at 800-228-0550. Daniel, Lake Park, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, for that girl that's being oppressed because of her religious rights and her freedoms, I got a name and a person she can call, and people are kind of scared of this guy. Jay Sekulow from the American Center for Law and Justice. He will fight for your rights. I mean, I don't know if you know who he is, but this is a guy to call. This is a Christian man and an attorney. He's been an attorney for years. Him and Pat Robertson are friends. So if you're anybody, if you're being oppressed because of freedom of speech and your religion, that's who you call. That's who you get a hold of. I don't know his phone number. It's at home on a sheet of paper, but just let everybody know. He will stand in your corner. There have been a couple cases where schools would let outside agencies or outside organizations come in and use their auditorium, and this Christian organization wanted to use their auditorium for something, and they were said no because they were a Christian organization. Jay Sekulow got wind of that, and he set that school straight. He set that community straight, and now they have their church, I think, in that auditorium once a week. So just let everybody know.
Well, and I don't know that that would happen here. This was in Tennessee, and,
yeah.
You know, hopefully they know about it, but I completely agree with you. But it's why, I mean, again, I don't believe something like this would happen in the public schools here. If it does, I think it would be fairly policed by the parents, the students, and hopefully ultimately the school board. But I'm telling you what, that's why, you know, lawyers and that kind of thinking is why public schools have to draw that line. And that's why I'm at Stanley High School today. That's why we're going to talk next hour with two superintendents, one on the east, one on the west of Catholic schools, you know. And
you know, a lot of our problems started when they took the Pledge of Allegiance out of schools, prayer out of schools, and the Bible out of schools. And now after that, you've seen all these school shootings. You've seen all this craziness. You need to bring that back. I mean, America was founded on Christian principles. And if you don't like the Christian principles that are in our schools, go back to where you're from. Because this is America, and we were founded, and our Constitution is written, littered with the fact that we have, are based on Christian principles. Now, if you're going to live, I'm sorry, I'm a little upset, but if you're going to live in this country and you're going to complain because there's prayer in schools, then the schools, maybe we should open up prayers for all religion in schools, just to be fair. But we need to bring some morality back to the schools to stop the madness that's going on.
Appreciate the call, Daniel. We'll see if others agree with you. And thanks. Glad to hear from Lakes Country, Minnesota, on the What's on Your Mind network today. Speaking of prayer in school, by the way, there's a little bit of noise you'll hear in the background as the students from Shanley and Sullivan are about to go to Mass, which they can do in a Catholic school system. So they're headed to Mass at 9:30, so that's the ruckus. We are, after all, in literally the hallway of the school. Cameron Minot, you're next listening on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you kind of present another one-sided narrative again, peddling sort of fear and hate with this girl that got suspended from school. If you look into it more and actually present the facts to your listeners, you will see that she's clearly an evangelical activist. She states very clearly her goal is to say it's okay, it's all right to defend God in school. It looks like there's a handful of them, and the teacher has adopted a zero-tolerance policy. because it's disruptive. They're kind of evangelizing, proselytizing in public schools. If they want to do that, go to a freaking Catholic school.
Hey, watch the language, if you would, Cameron. But first of all, the facts of the case are quite simply, she was suspended for saying bless you to a student who sneezed. So let me ask you, should she been suspended?
She's an activist. She is unequivocally an activist. Look at the stuff she's saying. Look at why she says she did it. She says she wants people to know it's okay to defend God.
Okay.
No uncertain terms. She's an activist. She was disrupting the classroom with her activism, political activism.
Well, but again, I'm going to go back. You wanted the facts of the case. The facts of the case, she was suspended for saying bless you for because a fellow student sneezed. Let me ask you.
She was suspended for being disruptive.
Wait a minute.
The facts of the case, they say the school says she was being disruptive.
So why then is the teacher held up on the board?
It's not specifically that she said bless you. It's specifically she was being disruptive when she said bless you.
Well, but Cameron, you wanted facts, and I think facts are important. I read from the story that said WMCTV5 had
a
photo.
Well, then acknowledge the facts. She's an activist. Yes or no? Is she an activist?
She may be, but she's an activist.
Yes or no? Is she an activist?
I said she may be. I don't know enough to say whether she is. You claim she is, and
you just said you know the facts, and now you say you don't know. Yes or no? Is she an activist when she says, I believe we have to tell people it's all right to defend God in public schools?
Well, for the sake of this conversation, not going south, I will say, yes, she's an activist using the Constitution properly to say, look, I have a freedom of religion. Now, so now that I've answered your question, please, yes or no, answer my question. The whiteboard says, bless you, is a banned phrase. She was suspended for saying bless you. Should she have been suspended for saying bless you?
No, she was suspended. She continued, and the teacher then, you know, when the teacher pointed her
Cameron,
out, pointed
Cameron,
out says,
Cameron, you're doing to me what you claimed I was doing to you and not answering the question yes or no. She was suspended for saying bless you.
The word is on the board. The teacher suspended her when, okay, the teacher pointed out that she had used the word that was on the board, all right? And then she continued to disrupt the class, so the teacher sent her to the principal's office.
So, thank you. Why was the term bless you listed as a banned phrase in the classroom?
I suspect because the teacher has a zero tolerance policy, and these evangelicals have been doing a lot of, you know, activist stuff in the school.
Should she...
Why else would you collect a bunch of terms on the board?
Let me try
because
it another way.
Because it's not a problem.
Let me try it another way. Should any student be suspended for saying bless you to a student who sneezes?
No.
Thank
and
you.
She wasn't.
Yeah, well, I don't think her parents agree. I don't think the fellow students agree. But the question I think you raise, which is a good one, are you allowed under the Constitution to do something as simple as saying God bless you to someone in a public school classroom? My gosh, I can't believe we're debating this. More of your calls when we continue.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Headed for the Bakken? Need a place to park the rig? Head for the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga. All kinds of great spots for diesel parking. In Stanley, right off Highway 2. In Tioga, just north of 2 on Highway 40. There's truck parts, a propane filling station, showers, and much more. A great clothing department with all the gear you need for the Bakken. Tons of FR and boots, Baffin to John Deere, coveralls, overalls, jackets, face masks, hats, all the warm FR clothing. And great brands like Carhartt, Dickey, Baffin, Key, and Wrangler. And a large selection of women's clothes as well. And the food is fantastic at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, just north of 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence and continuing to serve the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding communities for 71 years. Stop at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza, Stanley and Tioga, and tell them Scott sent you.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Is this some kind of joke? Todd looks like he's about ready to sneeze right now, and I don't know if he's trying to mock me or what the deal is here. But you know, am I right? Are you kind of have that look, you know, where you're kind of trying to hold back that sneeze? Am I? Bless you. Yeah.
You can't say that. You're disruptive.
Am I going to be suspended
you're
now?
You're suspended. You're disrupting the show.
You're shutting off my microphone.
Well, I can't. I can only shut off my own, apparently, but, you know, as we learned earlier today.
28 before the top of the hour, we continue on What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Inman. Phone number is 800-228-0550. I felt like I was having an out-of-body experience in that last conversation with Cameron and Minot. I don't mind at all that he disagreed, but you know, isn't it amazing how two people can read the same story and have a completely different viewpoint? I just think this is crazy what's happened in Tennessee, and regardless of the religious beliefs of that particular individual, but you tell me if I'm wrong. Dan in Bismarck, it has you listening on AM 1100. You must be listening on AM 550 if you're in Bismarck, or maybe you're from Bismarck.
Yes, 550 AM.
There you go. How you doing, Don?
Hey, I'd like to say a couple of things. First off, I'd like to thank you very much for sending me your book. I haven't begun reading it yet, but I'll begin start reading it here shortly. Second off, I enjoy your program. I look forward to it every day. I'm a truck driver. I listen to it every day, and it keeps me informed, and it gets me riled up sometimes. Third of all, it not only happens in Tennessee, it happens here in the little town of Bismarck. Girlfriend and I were at Cashwise, and these three younger kids were just getting something, checking out, and they're college kids, and one of the girls sneezed, and I said, bless you. And the younger guy said, don't you force your religion on me. Don't bless me. And they just went off. They just went off. I said, well, I'm sorry. I apologize. And no, don't force your religion on me. Don't ever say that to me. And I said, okay, that's fine with me. And the other girl says, that's why I hate North Dakota. People are so friendly here, and they don't give you your space. And I'm going, well, where are you guys from? And they said, we're from Massachusetts, where people mind their own business, and they don't say bless you. I said, well, you have a good day, and hopefully you'll find your way back to Massachusetts, and God bless you.
I love it. Yeah, good for you. Yeah.
They didn't like that too well, but the guy was almost in my space with his finger pointing, and I told him, don't point your finger at me. Don't you force your religion on me by saying bless you. I said, well, I apologize, but they were just... They must have had a bad day, bad morning.
There's apparently no difference between bless you and God bless you. Those sound like somewhat different expressions to me, but maybe not in Massachusetts.
Oh, my goodness. That's a sad state of affairs, and I think Massachusetts sums it up. You summed it up well. Is it Dan or Don, by the way?
It's Don.
Don, okay. All right, Don. I appreciate you calling very much, and most appreciate your kind comments about the show and that you're trucking and listening every day. We appreciate you very much. So thanks for doing that, and call again, would you?
Okay. Hey, God bless you guys, huh?
God bless you. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, can you say that?
Yeah, I don't know. TJ and
we have
Bismarck,
a delay on just in case here.
Listening to the voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire. TJ, what's on your mind?
God bless you guys. I think you just started a new phrase that's going to be popular on this show.
God bless you Thursday. There we go.
There we go. Exactly right.
You know, other talk show hosts have different things when people call in and say, you know, I'm not gonna bring it up on air, but you know, I think we should start this with your program here. Just bless you or God bless you, you know, and that means we agree with you.
It could be our version of ditto. That could be our version of ditto, right?
Well, I wasn't gonna bring it up, but since you did, that's what I was thinking. But I want to congratulate you on exposing a true activist on not the previous caller, but the one before that was a Cameron. Now, when I think of an activist, in my mind, they sound exactly like he did, shrill and unable to answer questions that you legitimately bring up. All he wants to do is spout his rhetoric or what he's heard from talking points and stuff like that. I just want to congratulate you on keeping him on the air long enough to where he really exposed his true colors. I think that was a good job.
Well, thank you, TJ. Appreciate the call. And by the way, I don't mind somebody disagreeing, and I don't even mind if he is an activist, him calling. I just thought he was, you know, getting a little belligerent and not wanting to answer my question. First of all, I've seen nothing that suggests she's an activist. That doesn't mean there's something out there that says she is, and I don't care if she is. I think her constitution affords her the freedom to be an activist, right?
The same constitution gives him the right to call a radio station and be belligerent on the air gives this girl the same right to express her views.
Good point, TJ. Appreciate the call. Thanks, the boss. Let's go to Irv in Fargo, listening on AM 1100 The Flag. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Irv.
Hey, good morning. A couple of points real quick. You know, if that teacher wants to remove godly talk from the classroom and then turn around and accuse a student of being disruptive, you're going to get either one. If you remove, you know, God or godly talk from a classroom, you're going to get disruption because there's nothing left to hold the disruption in check. And so the teacher's kind of being oxymoronic here in saying, well, I want both, and the teacher can't have both. And something I haven't heard anybody make a connection with yet, they accuse this girl of being disruptive. That's why she was being suspended. Another story came out yesterday of a student, I believe it was a junior high student. The teacher gave them an assignment to write a fake Facebook status, and he wrote how he had shot his neighbor's dinosaur and bought a gun to take care of business. And the teacher just flipped out, called the principal. The principal called the cops. They came in. They searched the student. They searched his locker. They arrested the student. Then they called the parents, and it was completely innocent. But when it came down to it, they said, "Well, why was our student taken out of class and arrested? Because he was being disruptive." It's starting to sound like a liberal talking point to me. That's their fallback excuse when a student does something they don't like. The student is disruptive.
Interesting take. I hadn't heard that other story, Irv. So thanks for sharing. Appreciate the call. Let's keep rolling here at 800-228-0550 with your calls, questions, and comments. Always welcome your emails to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Our Facebook page lighting up on this and a few other stories too. Brian, it says here Belda. I don't know about
Velva, yes.
Oh, you're in Velva. Yeah, okay. You're in Velva. Yeah, I know Velva. Brian, listening on 550 K-Fire, what's on your mind?
Well, my position is this country is a country of activists. The Constitution people were activists. Every good thing that's happened in this country is from activists. We're not a country of passivity. We just don't do that. And when we see a law that's wrong, and we clearly did, as in all over our country, we have a moral obligation And I don't care if it's a rule a teacher puts on a board or something the Supreme Court says. We have a moral obligation to disobey it. If we don't have that obligation, we become nothing more than the Nazi Germany. If they had disobeyed their rule, we wouldn't have had the World War II. And that's my point.
It's a very good point, Brian. A very good point. And I think that goes to my, you know, the disagreement over what Cameron viewed as disruptive behavior here. You know, was Benjamin Franklin disruptive? Was John Adams disruptive?
Were
they activists?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, and saved a country, right? And built a country because of it. And
absolutely.
Yeah. And allowed the freedom for so many. Very good point, Brian. Well said. Thank you. Roger on the road listening on 550 KFIRE. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, not to change the subject, Dave, but I was just wondering why there hasn't been more on WSI. Problem that has been in the news with the medical doctor resigning. I've heard a little bit about it, but I'm sure there's more to it.
You know, good question. I mean, I guess in any given day, I mean, not maybe we have ADD like the national media. You know, we were joking the other day. I guess the Ebola crisis is over, and Ebola's been cured because we have Ferguson, Missouri, right? So, you know, I don't know about you, but all I hear about in the national media is you know, the racial unrest being fueled by people who do this for a living down in Missouri, and everything else goes off the front pages. Maybe we're guilty, too. I mean, there's only so many things you can get in. But I will promise you this, because you called about it, and we always welcome our audience to do that, we'll dig in a little bit and invite some folks to come on about that in the near future. How about that?
Well, I don't think we're talking about the same thing. We're talking about workers' comp at Bismarck for the state of North Dakota.
I understand. I'm just saying you're right. We haven't touched on it in this program. Is that what you're saying? You want some more focus?
No, any program, the Tribune or anybody hasn't brought out what's going on with workers' comp after it's been reported.
Right, I wasn't aware of the story. And you're saying the medical doctor who was, what, consulting WSI resigned, and why did he resign?
Well, he resigned because they were making him do bogus things that he was, from what I understand, that it was jeopardizing his medical profession.
All right.
Part of what he was saying is that, yeah, they were valuing a legal opinion higher than his medical opinion. He wasn't too crazy about that. So
well, that's called life, right? I mean, you win some, you lose some. You know, he goes in with one side, the legal guys are going to go in another, and somebody has to win. I mean, that's why you have leaders of these organizations. So I don't.
Perhaps he was thinking he was losing too many of those, and maybe he was.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the facts of the case are, but what I'm telling you is it's a good suggestion for a future topic on the program, and we'll certainly invite the folks from WSI to talk about it, or the doctor. I just thought that's what you were suggesting. So, anyway, appreciate the call, and happy to do it here on the program and get you the facts. That's what we're all about. Ian in Aberdeen, South Dakota, speaking of Ferguson, Missouri, wants to weigh in on that topic. What's on your mind, Ian? You got a minute.
Yeah, I got a quick question. You know, in Ferguson, they said that a white police officer killed a black teenager, you know. And on the 12th of August in Salt Lake City, Utah, there was a white kid, he's 20, that got shot by a black police officer. And the police report says not of white ethnicity, that the cop was not of white ethnicity. I just think that's a little crazy that, you know, you want to say a white cop kills a black kid, but you can't say that a black cop kills a white kid.
And I'd rather just be a, you know, look, lives are lost in both cases, right?
Exactly.
And let's just deal with the fact they're human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And law enforcement is put in difficult situations, but you're exactly right. The reason Ferguson has become legendary in the, you know, the Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton world is because these race baiters do this for a living. They stir the pot. These are professional protesters. And why aren't we looking at Chicago, where what happened in Ferguson happens 26 times a day, for crying out loud? And because it doesn't do Jesse Jackson any good in furthering his causes or Al Sharpton or anybody else. And great point on Salt Lake City. I hadn't heard that, Ian. Thanks for the call. Gary on the road. You're next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey, it's Scott Hennon, the Road Warrior from What's On Your Mind. And you know what? Every time I fill up to head out of town, I head to Petroserve USA, whether I'm in the shadow of the Capitol or up in Lakes Country of Minnesota, down in Wahpeton, heading down I-94, Bismarck, Mandan, all the way over, of course, Highway 10 into Minnesota. You can find a Petroserve USA location near you. Fill up when you're there. Not only your tank, how about this? The 4-for-4 deal. You get yourself a hot stuff, personal, fresh-baked, single-topping pizza, two delicious cookies, and a 20-ounce fountain pop or a coffee, $4. 4-for-4 all day, every day at Petroserve USA locations. All month long, saving those great Deli Express wedge sandwiches, too. They're only $2.09 for a bologna and cheese, egg salad on white, deli stacker, chicken salad. There's a tuna salad for $2.59. Great stuff. There's also Muddy Buddies, $1.19 from General Mills. Hershey Lancaster Caramels are $1.69. Dots for 99 cents and so much more at a Petroserve USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Fargo. I'm a former Shanley parent. Had a couple of boys that went through there. I want to ask for prayers today for the activities director at Shanley, Randy Nelson. Randy's battling cancer. He's a big gentle giant. Very respectful of coaches, very respectful of parents, and it's always all about the kids having a positive experience. So Randy's a wonderful guy. To all the listeners in Minot, too, he's got a lot of friends up there. Randy spent time at Minot Ryan and Minot State, and now the last 7 or 8 years at Shanley. So please, everybody, keep Randy Nelson in your prayers as he battles cancer. Thank you.
Please, please do. Great suggestion. Thanks for the call, Brian. Randy Nelson is, we used to call him athletic directors, now you call him activities directors, but he's a good one, and you're right. A lot of folks in Minot will want that news as well. I understand he's battling liver cancer, and I was at a parent meeting for our middle child. Hannah is a volleyball player at Shanley, and went to the parent meeting a week or so ago, and he wasn't there, and he's always there, right, going through the code of conduct and everything else, and that's the first I'd heard of it. My wife had heard about it, but it is a scary time, and a great suggestion on the prayers. Thank you very much. Let's get another quick one in that came in off the air during the break, and then we'll get to Gary on the interstate listing on 550 K-Fire in Gene and Valley City. Go ahead and roll the next one, Todd.
Yes, good morning, Scott. Yeah, this is RG from over in Valley City. I just wanted to respond to the gentleman you just had on there named Cameron, who is trying to drive home the point that this little young lady in Tennessee is an activist. She's not an activist, which is an American standing up for her liberty and her constitutional rights. It does not make you an activist, period. No more than if you're being assaulted on the street by a police officer who's completely out of his bounds, or if you're standing up for any infraction against the Constitution. All he wanted to say, she's an activist, she's defending God. He didn't want to listen to the facts at all, which puts him squarely into the closed-minded liberal ranks. And, you should stand up for injustice anywhere you are, and you should stand up for anybody else's injustice if you witness them. That does not make you an activist. That makes you a responsible citizen. Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call very much. Glad you're listening in Valley City today. And let's check in with Gary at 800-228-0550. Which interstate are you on today, Gary?
Interstate 94 going towards Dickinson.
All right. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I absolutely believe that last guy hit it on the nail, I think, right there. Because back in the day when I went to school, we said the Pledge of Allegiance every morning in school, in grade school. Do you hear it coming? Do they still do it now?
I don't have the best connection with you, Gary. What did you say? The question for me was what?
Do they still say the Pledge of Allegiance in school today?
A lot of schools they do. I know they do here.
Do they still say under God, indivisible?
Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Do they?
Yeah,
How dare they?
Yeah, and I believe they do that at a fair amount of public schools as well.
Ever since Obama got in the office, a lot of that stuff is cut out because, you know, he's a Muslim and he doesn't believe in our Constitution over here, I don't believe.
Well, what would that first of all, I don't want to litigate the president's faith. I cannot wait until he's not the president anymore, so all these things can just go away because it just is
it's just ridiculous.
Well, it is. I mean, I am of the belief that the worst thing about this president, the absolute worst thing, is his lack of leadership. So all of these, how he got here, and his tutors and his mentors, and I mean, I've seen the movies. But he's a bad leader, and I don't think you can look at the facts of where we are and not say he's a bad leader. But you know, Dennis Miller was with Bill O'Reilly in North Dakota a few weeks back, and he said, you know, one thing I want to say, the best thing about this president is that he's black. And I think as soon as you criticize him about his leadership or anything else, then all of a sudden you're racist. That's crazy.
And
the same thing when you start deciphering what his religion is. I just don't want to go there. But I would say this. The decline of what I would call common sense in the classroom started long before Barack Obama was president of the United States. Long before this guy was a United States senator. We're on a decline of stupidity that has nothing to do with him as president of the United States.
Why do you think there's so much crime in school today? There's just, you know, not enough belief anymore. You know, there's got to be more belief to knock that crime down.
Well, common decency, right? There's a lot of issues there. Appreciate the call, and I'll get Gene in Valley City in here because we only have a minute left. Gene, quickly, you're up on what's on your mind.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear Obama when he went? Here we go on Obama again. When he went, he took time off from his vacation and went and spoke about the incident down in Ferguson. Okay, he made the statement, "We are a nation of laws." And my point is, We should have jumped all over that. You know, what laws is he obeying?
Well, that's why I don't know if you heard our interview with the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, but he talked about the lawsuit that will be filed shortly after Labor Day. I've made some news on our program. Is what they're going to challenge that and take the president to court and challenge him on exactly that and whether or not he's crossed the lines of the you know balance of power in this country. So that question will come up, and then maybe those words will come back to haunt him. I was actually more upset that the president, in addition to Ferguson, was talking about ISIS, what's going on in Iraq, gets done making the statement about ISIS yesterday and goes to golf. Are you kidding me? Oh, that's tomorrow's show. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
More coming up. Don't go away.
Welcome to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.